I just opened my Instagram at Daily Comedy News, and I saw Jimmy Kimmel caught my eye. It looks like he's standing in front of a brick oven, and he wrote, "I cannot in good conscience stand by silently while Jimmy Fallon makes pizza." And then he invites us to vote for Fallon's sad, misshapen blob. I'm not going to read all this, but it's on Jimmy Fallon's Instagram. Looks like they are supporting at No Kid Hungry. Stanley Tucci is somehow involved in this. Let me click on Jimmy Fallon and see if he's also making pizza. Yes, he's also making pizza. And he wrote, "You guys, I finished Stanley Tucci's Searching for Italy and immediately tried to make the best pizza ever." So, all right, a little late night pizza battle. Stephen Colbert, Trevor Noah, and the rest. Are you guys going to play? Everybody's off this week except Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel did make fun of Republicans protesting vaccine passports. The Republicans were saying the passports are infringements on personal liberty. Jimmy Kimmel said, "Which is very rich coming from the party that wants 9 forms of identification before you can vote." Now, I had missed this, but from The Guardian, last weekend, numerous cell phone videos captured former President Trump delivering a, quote, "barely coherent speech at a wedding in which he toasted himself and rambled about the border, China, and Iran." Jimmy Kimmel said, "You know what? I said the same thing at my brother's wedding. It was word for word." Kimmel said, "It's a wedding. How do you give a drunken wedding toast when you don't even drink?" And Kimmel said, "Whenever somebody plays YMCA, he magically appears like Beetlejuice." He ended the speech by instructing the guests to violently storm the buffet table. Mark Norman with a joke, "Let restaurants serve the vaccine for dessert. Everybody wins and old people will still get it first." Now, I saw this story on Variety. I think it's real, but there was April Fool's Day in the mix. But since this story mentions some like actual famous people, it could be real. Regardless, it'll make you smile. Dating app Grindr is entering the streaming comedy space because why not? From Variety, the location-based service that connects LGBTQ people will produce the live stream comedy special. It is called Gag Reflex. It features a roster of rising queer comedians. One of the suits says, "Comedy is such an integral part of the queer experience, and we couldn't think of a better time to show off our brightest queer comedic talents after getting through a particularly difficult year for the community. We're so excited to share in some much-needed laughter." The special was scheduled to launch yesterday on April Fool's Day on YouTube and on Grindr. Gag Reflex, starring Joel Kim Booster, Sydney Washington, and, quote, "notable East Coast comedians," unquote, Jay McBride and Zach Zimmerman, each stand-up, featuring insights into modern dating and the queer experience. Sounds like it would be cool. That's a good set of comedians. Whole thing makes sense. I'm just, you know, April Fool's Day, and why is Grindr making a comedy special? I don't know, but all right, cool. Adult Swim had some fun with the Rick and Morty announcement. They redubbed an episode as Rick and Morty Babies. They had kids re-record all the dialogue. They redid the whole intro, and Mr. Poopy Butthole is now named Mr. Poopy Butt Butt, cleaning that up for the children, clearly. I tried to click on that this morning, and the video was locked to private. I want to seek this out and see it. Also from Variety, Head of the Class has been given a 10-episode series order from HBO Max. Remember Head of the Class from the 1980s? I think that starred Howard Hessman, Dr. Johnny Fever, for a while there. Well, this version is produced by Bill Lawrence. He's the Ted Lasso and Scrubs guy, so he's got game. No cast quite yet. Jerry Seinfeld spoke to Parade magazine, and they said, "What sitcoms do you like watching now?" "What sitcoms are even on now? Honestly, I'm obsessed with watching stand-ups. I love Sebastian Maniscalco, who I met when I was still figuring out. I love Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Bill Burr, and Nikki Glaser. I love it when she does roasts. Her delivery is so clean and really good." Well, good news for you, Jerry Seinfeld. I've got a Nikki Glaser item from the Laugh Button. Nikki says, "My biggest fear is being canceled, and I hate shocking people or making people feel bad in any way. I just want people to like me and to get along, so when I make these dark jokes, it's obviously a way for me to process it. Also, I've had a really think about cancel culture and how I feel about it, and if it comes from me, what I would do and what I would say. All I know is there's literally nothing I can do, but what I think I might be able to control is how I feel about myself, no matter what anyone else thinks about me. And I continue now going forward making the same dark jokes and being smart about them in ways that won't hurt people. It's funny enough, and if I'm given the chance to say it at a roast where people sign up to have things said about them, then yeah, I'll go as dark as I can. But I just want to make stuff now where the inspiration is either to better myself so I'm happier and can do more good things for the people I care about and even strangers I don't care about, or to do good. I have to live through that lens now because I haven't been up to this point." Jerry Seinfeld is also a fan of Chris Rock, he says. Well, from Vulture, Chris Rock is in the new Saw movie. It's called Spiral from the Book of the Saw. There's a new trailer in it. Chris Rock is a detective who's trying to track down a jigsaw copycat called Spiral. And you're supposed to get that spiral saws are another type of saw. See? While Chris Rock is tracking down a jigsaw copycat called Spiral, it brings him closer to his father, Samuel L. Jackson. Now, from the phrasing in Vulture, I'm assuming Samuel L. Jackson plays a character who is the father of Chris Rock's character. However, if Chris Rock's character is actually the son of Samuel L. Jackson, that's a lot more interesting. I think that should be the plot of this new Saw movie. So it's Chris Rock as Samuel L. Jackson Jr. Maybe, perhaps, watch the trailer and find out. From The Blaze, Jamie Kennedy, remember the pranks guy? He's also worried about being canceled. He told The Blaze, it's a dicey time. I mean, let's take a recent example. Pepe Le Pew. I mean, if we put a magnifying glass to everything in history, I assure you the new guard will cancel almost everything. So it's a matter of nuances and contexts. Does a cartoon have real-world implications? Yeah, if enough people consume it, they believe it's a law. But the question is, do you believe a skunk can talk, and do you believe a skunk buys flowers for a cat? Do you have enough common sense to understand that you're not going to take your love and your sex lessons from a cartoon skunk? Well said. Ronnie Chang talked to Vulture about Bill Burr's Closer. Ronnie said, Bill Burr is pretty much a master of the craft, undisputed. What I like about Let It Go is it has a very classic closing structure of using a callback to a joke he makes earlier in the piece about how he noticed all these older men have faces that look like an expression of pain and horror constantly. The initial joke was so funny that the nonverbal act out he does gets an applause break. He could have ended it on that, but he keeps going. That's pretty impressive when the joke is so strong and the concept is resonating so much that you don't even have to use words. Stand up, we measure it as an entire product in what you're trying to say. This is a nonverbal act out, a callback, and the closer. Doing any of those things individually for the sake of doing it doesn't mean much. It's not the goal, but the fact that this exists organically is proof of mastery. Ronnie's also a fan of Dave Chappelle's Bird Revelation. Chappelle tells a very long story from a book by the pimp Iceberg Slim. He's using it as a parable for show business. The audience trusts Dave so much that they're willing to allow him to do a book report. It's well documented, Chappelle's battle with show business, his creative struggle to maintain integrity, and it relates to how his race is viewed by American society. He doesn't connect the dots for you, and that's really cool. I think the best comedy is jokes where the audience makes the connections themselves. Chappelle is not only making you listen, it's so engaging and interesting. He's also making you think about what he's saying in a very profound way. The idea of closers is that they're the difference between a good hour and a great hour of comedy. The closer connects to something you've been talking about in your routine. It's not necessary. Any joke can be a closer. You can close on something random, and great stand-up specials do it. All right, so this weekend, I'm going to have article episodes. I do that every now and then to not only give myself a break, but like this week, there's just not been a lot of comedy news. And, you know, I'd rather just do something that's fun and a little different than like stitch together like bottom of the barrel comedy news. So I think what I'm going to do is tomorrow, I think we'll take a look at the top 30 comedy movies of all time. And then on Sunday, I'm going to dust off an episode that I've had in the can for so long that it's back when I used to use swear words on the show before I stopped doing that. So it's a little jarring. You're going to hear me say the F word, and I normally don't say that these days. I mean, it's a comedy show. I'm sure you'll get over it. But as I listen back to it to make sure like this episode could still run, yeah, it could still run. I think I recorded it like a year ago, but my kids have soccer all weekend, plus it's Easter, plus there's nothing going on. So I'm like, all right, this weekend is article weekend. So no Matt Berry Sunday if you're looking forward to that. I know you base your life around it. So Saturday, top 30 comedy movies. Sunday, the top 10 comedy sketch shows. If you like what I do here, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. But you hear this? Two things. One, National Donuts chain mobile app was not working this morning, so I had to go to the store and stand in line. What is this, 2008? And they screwed up my order, so I am not happy at all with this particular iced coffee, which I paid for myself. I wouldn't use your money on a not what I wanted iced coffee. But so now if you want to support the show and you go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, if you do that today, I'm not going to buy an iced coffee because I'm ticked off at the donuts chain. I'm going to buy myself a pretzel. So if you like what I do and you want to buy me like a nice, hot, fresh pretzel, maybe a little salt, not too much, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. If you want to vote on this Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor thing, I'll take your votes, man. Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Have a good weekend. Like I said, article episodes all weekend, and I will see you, you know, tomorrow. I mean, I guess I'm always on tape for you. So, like, for me, I'm disappearing for 2 days. But for you, yeah, I'm here tomorrow. See you then.